Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to take a look at the energies of Venus retrograde in Capricorn as she begins her retrograde phase starting December 19th, 2021 at 26 degrees of Capricorn and will retrograde back to 11 degrees of Capricorn until January 29th, 2022. Venus will then station direct the end of January and move through Capricorn and be complete in Capricorn in early March, March 3rd, 2022. So this is a typical Venus retrograde period where she's in an astrological sign for about 4 months, but there is more intensity here as she is interacting with Pluto by conjunction in Capricorn and really bringing up deeper, more intense energies, things that we're going to see and realize about what we're transforming and evolving, what we're understanding about ourselves, and how all of this applies to the Venus areas of our lives. Now, I did a separate podcast episode for you discussing these energies more intensely and covering more of the spectrum of energies that Venus retrograde can bring up. But in today's show, we're going to specifically focus on romantic relationship energies, as this is something that is very important to many people right now. And there is a lot of energy here in this Venus retrograde that's going to show you what you're ready to transform and how you're ready to honor your own mastery. Now, you could apply this energy to anything that you love, that you want, that you desire. Those are also Venus keywords. So it could be a loved one. It could be someone who is special to you. It could be someone that you care for. Maybe it is a child or a parent. But more specifically in this episode, I'm going to talk about romantic energies and I'm going to talk about it in regards to what we're moving through and how this is an opportunity to evolve relationship energies in yourself during this big Venus retrograde. Now, many of you who listen to this astrology podcast, you are light workers, healers, energy readers. You are star seeds. You have been through a lot in your lifetime and on your journey. There's a lot here that's probably come up around relationships in your lifetime. And I'm just going to cut to the chase and get to some very clear messages and understandings that perhaps will support you and also resonate with what you've been through or what you're moving through right now. So if you've been on this journey for a while and you're looking for a partner or you're open to partnership, you're open to relationships in a different way, meaning you've been there, done that. You've been through a lot of karma, a lot of healing, a lot of shadow work. You've been through many things that we would consider the 3D experiences of relationships where there could have been a lot that you were learning, but it felt maybe heavy at times. It wasn't really connected to the truth of who you are. And so you're perhaps at a time right now where you are exhausted, you're tired, you're worn out, you're done and finished hearing about divine timing and the energies have to align. You're exhausted from hearing about any of the overplayed rhetoric around karmic partners, soulmates, twin flames. Like these are phrases that maybe you're just tired of hearing and you're rolling your eyes. Perhaps you're feeling that there's nothing happening. You're feeling like you don't see any potentials. You don't see something changing or showing up. You're tired of hearing something or feel like you're chasing a carrot and then nothing ever happens. You've been going through a lot of your own inner work. You've done the surrender. You've done the trust. You've been having faith. And now you're at this point where you just don't know what to do. You don't believe. You're not trusting and you're not in a place of really thinking that there's going to be a partnership or someone showing up for you. I realize this is more of an extreme that I'm describing, and maybe this is not what you're feeling, but I've heard from many people that they're just so tired and worn out because you thought you would have connected with someone by now, or someone would have shown up, or something would have come together. So we have these often subjective perspectives of how something will play out, how something will show up, and of course, the timing of it all. And what we're moving through during this Venus retrograde energy is that it's asking you to go deeper into yourself, to go deeper into what you've truly learned, mastered, and understood, and really get stronger, clearer, and more confident in these energies. Now, we know that everything is energetic and it is about energies connecting. But in the world of relationships, there's many more variables and dynamics involved, and there's more that we have to trust because we don't know the full story, or we don't have all the details right in front of us. Meaning you don't know what someone else might be going through right now, what they're understanding, how they're growing. And what is happening for so many on the planet who have done so much work is that you are believing in something you haven't experienced yet. And you're probably placing a new value on relationships and partnerships after the storms, after what you've been through, after the intensity, the karma, the deep work, the things that maybe pulled you under and were really big and significant, really hard. But also maybe there's things that you've been through that just revealed who you no longer are, meaning you're a new person now. You feel different. You feel like you're wearing new skin, or that there's things that have really shifted in you. And that is part of what you're experiencing now, where you're looking for or wanting that partner who meets you in that space, who meets you in that place of equality, and who has also been through their own work, their own healing, and their own growth experiences. And you could see this as you've had relationships and connections with people that we might consider very 3D, meaning they had different value systems, different principles involved. The connection was perhaps to establish or grow something together in a 3D experience. And maybe there were certain limitations in those connections where you outgrew someone, or you just had a big change in who you are, or even life circumstances and events made you realize how different you are. There could be so many different scenarios here, and there's no way that I can go through them all, but it's important to note that so many have been through very intense relationship dynamics that were ultimately made to heal you, to reveal more to you about who you are now, what you need and what you want. And these were relationship energies that you agreed to in this lifetime. At a soul level, there's experiences here that you said, yes, I'll take care of that. Yes, I'll sign up for that. Yes, I will grow through that. Or I'm going to complete the soul contract with that person in this lifetime. Or I'm going to complete this energy that was created other lifetimes ago. So there are energies in play that you've been through that you chose at a soul level. And if you can embrace that, or at least be open to that perspective, it will connect you with your power. It will connect you with that part of your energy that said, yes, I wanted to grow through that exchange or that connection. And I really wanted to then move forward from it, where I knew it could only go as far as it could go, or I could only do so much. And because so many of you are energetically sensitive, you're empaths, you're healers, you're very caring, there could have been some unhealthy relationship dynamics that you experienced because there's something you needed to see in yourself about how you showed up in relationships. Were you the overgiver, the overprovider? Did you take on too much in the relationship, too much responsibility, like you were carrying it all, or you felt responsible for where it went and what happened next? you could have seen in yourself some of your own patterns and habits that weren't very healthy, that you had to work on, that you didn't want to continue. And you could have had some very big realizations around relationship dynamics in your life, especially with romantic partners, and where things never quite added up, or where there wasn't really a true connection, at least in the way that your heart is desiring. And yet these were experiences we had to move through, we had to live through, we had to experience in order to transform those energies in ourselves. Because we're always in relationship with ourselves, we are also always in relationship with spirit, if you choose, if you believe that. And in fact, we are always in relationship with all energies around us. So when we talk about relationships, our energy is made to relate and interact. Our energy on this planet is made to share, to communicate, to perhaps collaborate or interact in some capacity, but it's designed to socialize. And this energy that we've been moving through can feel very isolating at times if you have moved through or past certain thresholds in the 3D experience, meaning you've moved past things that you know you will never go back to again, that you will never sign up for. The energy is done and complete. You've moved through a lot that's required your own growth and healing. It's been very intense. And it's taken a lot longer than you thought. And that's been part of the energies, especially it looks like the past 10 years, but even the past 5 years, there's been a lot that's taken longer perhaps to move through. It's felt heavier or more challenging. And I want to share all this because it's important to understand that it's not personal and it's not subjective, meaning there are millions and billions of people on the planet who have felt maybe even sluggish at times with these energies moving through, where they can speed up and then they slow down and feel more dense. So there's been this inconsistency at times in the energies, and that can be confusing as well as draining. It can also feel like you're looking for a way to change it or to shift it. But what I'm seeing is that there's things that we've just had to move through that take as long as they take, where as much as we want to leapfrog over some things, there's been very important nuggets of wisdom and lessons and information that you've been needing to integrate and acknowledge. Because ultimately what you're moving through is spiraling up your own energy, spiraling it up to a higher state of beingness in a place that perhaps you haven't been before. And that's why it's also confusing, because you can feel the shift. And for example, you could feel that there's a lot of great people around, but you're not attracted to them in the same ways that maybe you would have been before, where they can have a certain appearance or you have a certain chemistry or there's some things that you're sensing, but it's not enough. It isn't what you really truly want or desire, because the energy still feels like it's connected to 3D experiences. So there's this very interesting back and forth that's been happening of energies that are very strong in the higher realms, higher consciousness. We can call them new earth energies or 5D energies. But then there's also this intensity around the 3D experiences at times, where it feels like you get pulled back into something or there's another area or theme that comes up. So there has been this back and forth, and it's different for everyone, but it's something that's been happening as part of our ability to stabilize more in the higher realms, in the higher energies. But it's required us to keep working through various levels and layers of energies at the same time. Now, it's important to note that we live in a 3D world. Our bodies are third dimensional. Everything in the physical plane is third dimensional. So we are going to continue to experience this physical reality, but what we're looking to do is be different versions of ourselves in this reality, so that we are essentially raising our own consciousness and our own personal energy fields to have different experiences in the 3D. And I want to make that clear, because when people talk about the 5D, the new earth, moving into higher realms and above the matrix, we're still on this earth. We're still on this planet with our feet on the ground. So that isn't going to change. Rather, we're talking about these energies at a personal level, at a spiritual level within ourselves, and how we're individually integrating those energies into our daily world and our personal experiences in the 3D environment. And this has been our next level of growth. Because the other way I'm seeing it is that many people have now understood the importance of balancing their own divine feminine and divine masculine energies within themselves. And that's been part of this ongoing journey, is how to do so accordingly, how to integrate more of yourself so that you are whole, you are a whole being, a whole energy field, you're aware of these parts of yourself, and you're able to create a harmonious relationship within yourself with both parts of yourself, all parts of yourself, in fact. And as we do this, we have different energetic needs, because as we become more whole and balanced between ourselves, we are shifting, and that changes what we're looking for in connections and in relationships with others. So your needs have changed. And that's also why you could feel repulsed by 3D energies, or really turned off by certain things, certain approaches, certain energies that just no longer resonate at all, because you've been working on your own stuff, but also what that means to be in harmony within yourself. So we have different energetic needs now, including more equal energy exchange, where you're really wanting to have that equal giving and receiving dynamic. You want someone who is in balance, just like you. You're looking for someone who has the ability to understand all of their energy as well. And that's because when you are more conscious of your energy, that's what you're looking for in a partner, someone who also gets it. They understand where they need to take responsibility, where they're in charge of themselves. And so many of you, maybe you have felt like you've been the teacher in relationships, like you felt this responsibility that you had to maybe teach someone how to do something, or that you were, let's say, quote unquote, in charge, or there's more responsibility you had in the relationship because you always sensed the other person was learning or they weren't quite at your level. And what you're looking for now is that equal, where there is no teaching, there is no dynamic where someone is further along or knows more. It's much more in an equal space. And this brings up new areas of growth, because when you're with an equal partner, they're going to challenge you in new ways. They're going to require you to grow in new ways. There's also new levels of accountability and responsibility for your own energy. And it's where you're able to say, oh, wow, maybe I didn't handle that so well. I'm sorry I didn't say that in the best possible way, or I'm aware of how I'm feeling right now and I'm having a bad day and I need to take a break. I mean, this is where there's true ownership over how you're feeling, what you need, what you want, what you're going through, as well as the mature ability to communicate that and to say it in a way where you're taking responsibility for your energy. So this is part of the new experiences of relationships, where you're fully accountable for yourself, the good, the bad, the hard, the difficult, the joyful, the happiness, all of it, but you're able to take responsibility for it because you're aware of all of your energy. So being more conscious of your energy means that you're looking for the same. You're looking for someone who also shows up and takes responsibility for their stuff and isn't projecting, isn't denying, isn't blaming, isn't going into victim mode, none of that. You're looking for someone who's also in that same space. And this is where we hold ourselves to a new standard, a higher standard of energy and choices, a higher standard of communication skills and responsibility. There's a lot more required here, and that's because you're also requiring that of yourself. So what is happening is that we've been forming these new relationships within ourselves, but that can be perhaps not exactly what you wanted at times, especially if you've been single for a while or alone for a while. You're looking for someone to share and connect with. This Venus retrograde in Capricorn is really asking you to go deeper into your own internal strength and how you're able to remain in alignment with where you're at without compromising. Without compromising your self-respect, without compromising your personal integrity, without compromising how far you've come. And this is part of where this Venus retrograde energy could also feel like you're not seeing some manifestations right away, because there's a lot here that's more internal. That's about gaining strength in these parts of yourself. And that's because of this new relationship with yourself that you've been forming and creating, that's been about balancing the divine feminine, divine masculine energies, and really raising your own awareness about yourself. So this includes knowing your triggers, knowing what pisses you off, knowing when you're tired, when you're feeling really emotional or really sensitive, knowing when you need to take a break, having the ability to communicate that in a way that the partner would understand, being aware of your needs and what you value and where you're feeling worthy within yourself, feeling worthy of a solid, clear connection with someone who is also showing up in that same energy and in that same space. And so there's been essentially this bridge we've been crossing in these energies, but it's been wobbly, because what I'm seeing is that even though there are many who have moved into 5D energies, there can also be this unconscious habit or pattern of moving back into the 3D stuff as well. And what I mean by that is that when you're going back into 3D, you're essentially going back into something that's familiar or comfortable. Perhaps that could be an actual relationship or connection, but more specifically, it's something within yourself that maybe you've been afraid to evolve. You've been afraid to shift it because you don't know how, or you don't know what will occur once you do. And I'm seeing this as the things that we've always done, or the habits we have that, again, feel very comfortable and very easy. There's energies here that we'll continue to move back and forth from, because there's energies here where we're still learning and growing between 3D and 5D experiences, and that's part of the area of growth too. So what I'm feeling that is coming up is that when the energy feels low, like when you're feeling frustrated, stuck, that you're wanting to surrender, you're wanting to give up, you're not believing that you're going to have a partnership or a connection, that would be energies potentially from your feminine self, your feminine energy field, that is feeling very exhausted and worn out. That the feminine energies, which desire connection and relating, that want to share, and perhaps these are the energies in yourself that have required you to do a lot of trust. This is where, when you're feeling very low, then it's time to take care of your feminine self. Now, feminine energies are made to move, shift, and change. Feminine energies are the weather. And so a storm comes in and you do what you need to do until the storm passes. This is where you're aware of how you're feeling and you're able to take care of it. Similar to having a bad day or going through a rough patch, you become your own best friend and you realize, okay, I need some self-care. My feminine energy is feeling low. I'm feeling very tired. I'm worn out. I'm tired of trusting. I'm tired of waiting. Whatever the messages are for you, those could be coming from your divine feminine self that needs you to take care of her. And to look at, is this a pattern for you? Is this something that you've dealt with your whole life? Because then that could be something for you to reprogram, create a new story, or do some more work around those energies. Now, it could also just be something that you're moving through in a very short-term way, and you just have to take care of yourself. But understand that when you're feeling emotionally low, drained, worn out, again, like you're tired of trusting, you don't want to surrender, you don't know, maybe you're feeling mad. What is your reaction? What is coming up for you? This is where you're being given an opportunity to take care of your own feminine energy and to honor what you're feeling, to honor what's coming up, and to let it flow through you. And if you can see it as the energy flowing through you and moving through you, it will do so with ease. And you won't attach to it, because part of this could be that the lower divine feminine energies aren't moving. They're just stuck. They're just sitting and hanging out there. And that's what's weighing you down instead of really listening to them or doing healing work around them. You can even do this energy through guided meditations where you're visualizing energies moving through you and it's no longer stuck. But the point is to keep moving these energies through you, to not allow them to hang out and be stuck, to not take them personally, and to not overly attach to the temporary feelings. So then the lower masculine energies that can show up would result in being heavily focused on something else in your life, being productive, being very focused on work, and ultimately closing off the heart or shutting down parts of your energy where you would want to connect with another. So the masculine energies can sink or be lower when they are not conscious of what you're doing, how you're operating, how you're moving through life. This is where you could be overly ambitious, overly focused on what you're accomplishing, what you want to produce or create. This is where you could be unconsciously shut down to other parts of your life. So this is where we have perhaps retreated into another known comfort zone of, well, I'm just going to be a workaholic, or I'm just going to focus on something else that I can control. And then you unconsciously shut down other parts of your energy that are made to connect and relate with people. So part of the work and awareness here is looking at where you need to take care of yourself, what messages are coming up strongly for you that are important to listen to. This Capricorn energy, since it's Venus retrograde in Capricorn, is about the observations and being very realistic with yourself, being very honest, very clear about, yes, this is what I've been doing. Yes, this is what I've been choosing. Yes, this is what I've been focused on. This is what I've been feeling. So it's being very honest with yourself, because it's from that place that you can then raise your own consciousness and be aware of how your energy is operating. So these are some areas to manage in yourself at a personal level, because as we know, everything is energy. And in this new energy experience, especially throughout this decade, there are going to be different types of relationships and connections that are formed that are going to require you to keep learning about yourself, to keep managing your energy, to stay aware of how you're showing up and what you need, and to be very honest about who you are in a whole new way, where you could feel like you're really clear on who you are now. And it could be a very different person than 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago. And there's parts of yourself that have shifted and changed, and you're looking to connect with others in that same manner, in that same space. And so when we move into having more conscious relationships with ourselves, that creates different relationship needs with others, where, as I said, you have more accountability for yourself, and that's what you're looking for with others. Now, in these kinds of connections, there is new levels of truth required, new levels of vulnerability and openness around, this is what I've learned, this is what I've been through, this is who I am, this is what I need. There's things that come up that are different in these conversations and connections, meaning there's no games, there's no shields, there's no part of your energy that you can really hide. And that's another hallmark of these conscious 5D relationships, is that because so many of you are psychic and intuitive and you have strong energies in your clairs, whether those are clairvoyance, claircognizance, etc., you're very aware of energy. So the games or anything that is not a truth is going to be seen really soon, you're going to feel it. You're going to sense it. Perhaps you feel more aware of whether someone's authentic or not, whether they are really showing up and wanting to connect and be open and be vulnerable, or they're not, right? Maybe they're more of a player, or they're not into all of this stuff. And that's what happens too, is that we start to see those who walk the talk. Because there's some who will talk the talk, but then they don't walk the talk. And so those are sometimes called spiritual posers or spiritual players or people who speak the language, but it's not their behavior. And so many of you now can sense that in people. And you can sense when they're having other interactions with other people, or they're hanging out with a lot of people but trying to hide it from you, or, you know, anything like that. It doesn't fly. It's not going to work. It's sort of like that's where people will show themselves to the exit for you, because you're very aware of energy and you want something real and true and strong, because that's how you're showing up. And it is not the easy path. This is not the easy path. You did not sign up for the easy path. So own it. Own it, even if you don't want to. But this is where you really embrace your power and choices, especially at a soul level. So own it, that this was a lifetime that you chose to move through various relationship dynamics that would be intense, challenging, and transformative, because you knew on the other side of it, you would love yourself more. You would love yourself more. You would honor yourself more. You would have more self-respect and strength and confidence and all these beautiful things. And then that's what you would take forward into your connections with others. All your connections too, not just romantic relationships, but friendships and siblings and parents and children, because you're showing up as this new higher version. And that is what will then be the places of connection with others. So we didn't choose the easy path, but we chose the more rewarding, authentic, truer path. And it's definitely had a lot involved in it, a lot going on that you can't ignore. But that's because you're aware that it leads to something beneficial. You're aware that it's about something that's honoring you, that's supporting your soul growth, and that's helping you move through this period of time that is probably not what you thought it would be at all. Now, it's important to call in the fact that the intense energies on the planet have deeply affected how we're able to interact with people. And we all know this because of the global lockdowns and quarantines and everything we've been through in the past few years that have shut down life as we know it. It's changed our social routines, changed how you might normally meet people. And all of this has also shown you more of your own energy, which has probably then required more work. And you could be really exhausted from the work, the personal work, the ongoing work, especially if you haven't felt that there have been, let's say, rewards or manifestations or anything to show up to validate the changes. And I know this is different for all of us. This is different for everyone. So of course, take what resonates and trust what's coming up for you. That's a message for you. But the past few years have made this energy even more intense. It has delayed certain things. And I've gotten a few really funny visuals about this. One visual that my guides gave me was actually from one of my own experiences 25 years ago when I was in college and I went to visit one of my best friends who was going to Arizona State University. And we were going to a Saturday football game. We had really great seats. And so we got to the stadium early. And we went in one of the side entrances, the side gates that was open. They checked our tickets. We walked right in. And I'm not kidding you, we were the very first people in the whole stadium. A stadium that's made for, I don't know, 20, 30,000 people or more. We were the only ones in there. And it was so bizarre. We're looking at our tickets. Is this the right day? Is this the right time? What's going on? Why are we the only ones here on game day? And we thought it was funny in a way too, but it was confusing because you look at all this capacity and all these seats and where is everybody? And this is bizarre. What's going on? Well, the side entrance we went through was the only gate that was open. When there were thousands of people at the main gate, it opened 10 or 15 minutes later. All these people were streaming through and all of a sudden everybody was here. But it was that experience of, am I the only one? And that could be what you've been feeling, like you're in an empty stadium. Where is everybody? I thought there'd be more people here. And it's important to look at what fears come up for you in that state, because those fears are giving you very important messages, very important things for you to understand about how to move through any self-doubt, anything that you're not trusting, anything that is confusing you, where you then transmute it with, oh, we're just early. Everyone will be here soon. Or no, it's fine. We're in the right place. It's the right time. It's the right day. They're going to show up soon. So it's looking at what fears have been coming up for you that have been taking you out of trusting the timing of it all, trusting what shows up when. This is important because this area of our life, relationships specifically, you don't have control over everything. You don't have control over a lot of it. You only have control over your own energy. So it's how you're continually showing up that is going to determine your experience. And if you've been feeling all alone, if you've been feeling like you've been isolated, literally, billions of people have felt isolated, like you've been living in this isolation bubble. What you can do is then reaffirm how much you are loved, supported, cherished, respected, and you can reaffirm and work with your relationship with spirit, God, source, the universe, whatever you call it, because you are in that relationship with spirit. And you're also in a relationship with yourself. And the more that you're enhancing and focusing on these relationship qualities, then the easier it would be to connect and have that experience with someone else. Now, I know that you know this because many of you are advanced and you've been around the block. This is not your first rodeo by any means, but it always comes back to how you're managing your own energy and how you're trusting during the voids and how you're moving energy when you're feeling discouraged or defeated, what you're doing to take care of yourself, because that's where you're in relationship with yourself at all times. So this is where we're being required to manage ourselves, manage our needs, even when or even while what you're waiting for or wanting hasn't quite shown up yet. Now, in that regard, they're showing me an airport with a lot of gates and no planes, as in there've been delays. There have been delays. There have been a lot of delays. So understand that it's not personal for you and you're not the only one, where there are people you're meant to connect with. You're meant to physically meet or experience their energy. You're meant to meet other people, but there have been delays. There have been energy delays. It's like your plane isn't here yet. Your plane isn't at the gate. And perhaps you're really upset about that or stressed out or feeling like, is it ever going to show up? Well, the universe sees you as a master. The universe understands your power, your ability to create what you want. So yes, the plane is going to show up, but you're also still in control of your energy. And what are you going to do at this time to continue to make the most of your life, to make the most of today or this week or this month? Because part of what you could assess and look at is if you're really focused and waiting for this other person, this partner, this relationship, that could signal to you where you're still codependent, where you're overly focused on someone else, where your energy is being stretched or being pulled outside of you instead of being energetically maintained and enforced within you. And so if there's a part of you that's overly eager or overly desperate or codependent, like I have to have this relationship, or you're in a place of fear, you're in a place of, well, I don't want to be alone anymore. Those are all energetics that are in your aura, in your vibration, in your frequency that you could clean up. and transmute. Those are all energies that you could shift and change so that you're not in that place of waiting, waiting, waiting. No, you're in a place of living. You're living your life. You're living today. You're moving through the world with a sense of your own power and what do you want to create. And that is much more attractive to a partner than someone who is waiting and a little bit desperate or a little bit codependent. People pick up on that. They pick up on that energy. So it's looking at, this is where I'm at. How am I living my life? How am I in my power, enjoying what I can do, what I can create, and also having an opening in my life and an opening in my energetic space for that person, for that connection. And again, this is where you assess your own energy because you can fill up that space with a lot of things that don't allow room for another person to enter your life. It doesn't allow space for sharing or time to spend together or that kind of exchange. I mean, you could have your life so filled up energetically that there's no room for someone to come in. So that's what you want to assess too. Do you have room in your energy, in your aura, in your life to share, to understand someone else's needs or priorities, the space for them to come in and to share? So these are things for you to assess because in order for you to call in and bring in this type of connection, you have to have space for it in yourself, in your life, in your world. You have to be in a place of balance, a sense of this is who I am. I'm very aware of myself and I know how to take care of myself. There's also the requirement here of, yes, divine timing, trusting and surrender. But people can surrender from a very low vibe place where you're surrendering like a victim. You're surrendering because you're defeated and you're discouraged and you don't care and you have all these thoughts that are kind of like this big energetic tantrum, but you're calling it surrender. Well, you can shift that and surrender from a place of trust and a place of faith and knowing this is going to play out beautifully. Everything is coming together in a magical way now. I just know it. That's what I believe. Even when I have those days when my energy sinks, I'm going to take care of myself. Now, I would bet that you are in a powerful, loving, committed relationship with your phone. And when your phone battery starts to go down, don't you take care of it right away? You take care of your phone, right? You look at what you need to do to take care of this loving connection with your phone. Well, do the same thing to yourself. Your energy's sinking. Something is taking you out of balance or off course. Take care of yourself. And that would mean being honest with what you need to do to balance your heart. Take care of your emotional self and your mental self. Take care of your physical self, your spiritual self. All of you, what do you need to take care of? Because you're in relationship with yourself right now, and that's exactly how you would interact with another person as well. So there's things to assess in yourself and parts of your energy to always be aware of. And this Venus retrograde is going to show us the overarching themes because the Capricorn energy has a higher perspective and viewpoint. This is where you have the ability to assess yourself, to be realistic, to own it, to just fully own it and say, okay, my energy hasn't been very balanced. I've been a little bit in a place of powerlessness or victim mode. I'm going to change that. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to make a commitment to myself to change it. So this is important because the Capricorn energies are about the commitments you make to yourself, as well as to the world at large and to other people. But the Venus retrograde is about your values and what you really need to honor and love yourself and where you're ready to transform into something that's truer for you. Now, I do feel like as we move into 2022, that there is going to be more support for relationships because the North Node in Taurus is ruled by Venus. And this is going to bring up more of these stable, solid, clear parts of ourselves that are ready to have something stabilizing in the heart, in the place of connections, of love, of value, of where you really want to be seen and recognized. So as the North Node moves in to Taurus in January 2022, there is a shift here in what you need to feel stable, clear, and strong, and how that energy is going to be supported as we learn through Taurus energies. We learn through the heart. We learn through what we want and what is good for us. So you can make some very beautiful declarations here to yourself, to the universe, about what is really true and solid for you that's going to help you grow next, and it's going to give you what you value in a relationship and in a connection. So there's something more solid here as the North Node moves into Venus, which also will activate your natal Venus energies, because the North Node in Taurus is ruled by Venus. So that's going to include both transiting Venus, but also your natal Venus. Your natal Venus is going to perk up and she's going to say, this is what I need. This is what feels good. This is what I'd like to receive, how I'd like to connect, how I'd like to relate. And that Venus energy gains strength in all of us. It's almost like everyone's heart chakra is going to start growing or expanding. Well, you know what I mean. Potentially everyone, it's going to light up. There's going to be an activation of heart chakras, an activation of love through this North Node in Venus. And there's something here that can then be materialized, meaning it can manifest, it can show up in the physical world. So if you've been really low and you've given up and you've been heartbroken and you've been in these places that have been very honest and real for you, the best thing you can do is to take care of yourself, be aware of your relationship to yourself, take care of your healing needs, move through what you need to move through, but keep trusting the universe. Keep trusting that what you want to experience is going to come through, because I'm feeling this energy at a soul level, meaning there's things that you also signed up for that it's kind of like you would reward yourself with something really good for you after the storm, after the really turbulent, intense energies. So keep believing that you, at a soul level, yes, there's things you chose to move through, the karma, the intense healing, the transformation, you know, very important things. But at the same time, you then chose what would show up on the other side and how you would show up on the other side. So I feel like this is where the new soul contracts are coming in. The new love partners are showing up. The new relationships are forming. The people of like energy are going to be there. You're not going to be sitting in an empty stadium for long. But there's also things that we're always managing in ourselves, and that's very important to stay conscious of, because it's your relationship with yourself and your relationship with spirit that will also infuse and co-create your relationships with others. It's all connected and it's not separate, but you're creating it in these new energy fields as things come together, as things continue to shift. And maybe it just feels wobbly at times. It just feels like it's not quite stable. So know that this is an ongoing process, and to keep believing in yourself, in your power, in your choices. And when you're feeling worn out, tired, depressed, discouraged, that's okay. It's okay to feel that way at times. It's okay to go to certain places that you know you have been before, but you're also different now and you have new tools. You have new supports. You have new resources. So it's about coming back to those places. It's coming back to your own equilibrium, your own power, your own internal balance, and remembering that there are variables you have no control over. So don't expect that of yourself, or don't think you have to know or have it figured out. I mean, this is where miracles can happen. This is where there's magic and where there's beautiful developments and great stories. And I think in movies, they call it the meet cute, right? Where you meet someone and it's like the cute way that they meet. I mean, open yourself up to something that inspires you and expands your heart, because it's good for you. It supports you and what you're wanting to manifest next. this happens differently for everyone. And yet I feel like what we're really learning in these higher energies is the new management of ourselves, where even though we've come so far, there's still ways that we are learning. You know, we're still beginners or we're still novices in some of these newer experiences, but then there's also the ability to pull in more trust in yourself and more trust in the universe that you can absolutely create the relationship and partnership that you want, but it's different here where it's all about yourself even more, your own energy system. And that's where you're also sourcing new partnership and relationship connections from in a really beautiful way. So remember that it's not personal. Yes, there have been delays. Yes, things have been pushed back. The energy has shifted. The energy on the planet has been intense and very big. And these are all things that we're all moving through. But you always have control over yourself. You're always able to manage your internal world and all of your energy systems. And this is where you can continue to partner with Source and work with that energy to be very clear on exactly what you want to create, what kind of romantic partnerships and relationships you want in your life, what your requirements are, and then how you're staying strong and clear in that, even as the storms come through or the delays happen. So ultimately, this Venus retrograde in Capricorn is going to show you even more of what is true for you, what you want to create, while also perhaps strengthening your alignment with those energies, continuing to believe in them, and then allowing the universe to be your partner right now, to be in partnership with the magic and miracles of this universe where there's so many potentials, so many possibilities, and to trust yourself. So one more thing is that the universe is going to speak to you through your intuition very strongly. And maybe it's giving you messages about something to do, something to follow, something to open up to. There's reasons for that. There's reasons why you're receiving those intuitive hits. And that's because there could be openings on the other side. There could be connections. There could be people you meet. You could meet someone who then knows someone else. I mean, there's so many ways you can meet people. And I know that's been challenged with COVID, and there's been a lot that's been brought up around that. But this is where we believe in the magic of the universe even more, where you really trust even more that something amazing is happening for me now. Something beautiful is coming together for me now. And the more you give that strength and power, the more those energies will exist in you and help with creating what you want next. Now, this is a huge topic, and I've already had a long podcast here, so I'm going to call it an episode and sign off for now. But if I have more that comes through around this, I will certainly do another podcast episode on this because I know it's so important to so many of you. But again, your most important thing is your own energetic management. So thank you so much for joining me. It is always a delight to connect with you through the podcast energies. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. I'll be back with another podcast episode every Monday and Wednesday. And please check out my YouTube channel where I have just released a bunch of videos there discussing other specific astrological topics. So take good care. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you back here really soon.